What if I told you could create full websites, you can automate your workflows, you can create slide presentation decks, you can automate your daily tasks, all without writing a single line of code? Many AI models tell you what you should do, but the Abacus AI Deep Agent actually does it for you. Today I'm putting the Abacus AI Deep Agent to the test, from ideas to deployment, to see if it can save you hours and hours of work. So if you want to find out more, please, let me explain. First of all, I'd like to thank Abacus AI for sponsoring this video. In the age of agentic AI, we've moved away from AI models that tell you what you should do, give you instructions, to AI agents that actually do things for you. Now, the Abacus AI Deep Agent can plan, build, deploy all your ideas for you. It's not just a chatbot that tells you what to do, it's an autonomous execution engine. Now, the best way to show you what I mean by that is to give you some demos. Okay, so here I am on the Abacus AI website, and we're interested in not just using the, in quotes, normal LLM, we want to use the Deep Agent. So we go down here to the left-hand bottom side and we click on Deep Agent. Now, for this first example, let's start with something simple. I need a new website, a new Gary Sims website. So I have a text file with some information about me and some useful links. And what I want to do is get Abacus AI Deep Agent to build me a new website. So I've attached Gary Sims CV.txt in there, and I want to say here, build a new personal website for Gary using the information in the .txt file. Okay, and that's it. Now it's an agent, so it's going to go ahead and just do that. Okay, now it's come back and said, I've got some questions for you. So I just need to answer those questions. So you can do that really simply. You can do like one, I'm going to say, personal branding, to tech focused, three neon blue, that's the color scheme I want, four would you like any additional features, a contact form would be good, and five, should the website include a contact form? Yes, there's a bit of overlap there. Okay, so now the agent knows what my personal preferences are, and it can go ahead and continue building the website. Okay, it's asked whether the contact form should be sent to me in an email. If yes, I need to give it an email address. I'm going to say no, put them in a database. That actually shows you that it can work with a database as well. So it can handle all that for me because it's just going to go ahead and do it. Okay, so here we can see it's writing all the stuff it needs, some JavaScript, some CSS, and so on. Now, it's also able to test the website. Here it did a test. There was a minor error. It corrected it, and it's running this inside of its own kind of sandbox to test that the website works perfectly well. Okay, so it's finished the website, and here it is in a preview, and I can scroll down, and that's all the, Gary explained, because I gave it all this information in that text file. It's even given me a little timeline for my career and all the things I'm interested in. Absolutely brilliant. Now, I've got the preview in here. I can also deploy this, and I can deploy this directly inside of Abacus AI. So let's go up here to deploy, and you can use an Abacus AI domain. You can specify a custom domain, a custom subdomain. I'm just going to put it in here, Gary Sims, okay, and deploy it to there. Things there. There's the URL. It's deployed. So I can copy that link. Okay. And I've opened that up here in Chrome. And here it is. Absolutely perfect. The nice neon blue. I quite like that one. So if I click on these, it scrolls down to the bit that I want to go down to. And here's that contact form that I'm able to send, and it stores it in a database. Now, also, if you notice here, there's this box here, Gary Sims website. You can click on that and this will show you all the files. So there we go, Gary Sims website, and there it is. And there is all the files it's written. It's written all of that, all the subfolders and all that. And of course, I can just download that and deploy this. Yeah, download a zip archive of the whole thing, and I can deploy that also wherever I want. I can choose my own hosting, whatever. I've got all the files, and it's there. And another thing I wanted to point out, this wasn't just one file it created. This is like it's a whole project here because it's an agent. So there you go, a website built in just a few minutes. I gave it the information I wanted, asked me a few questions, and then it came back and made it for me. Absolutely amazing. Okay, because I'm British, then of course I'm a bit obsessed about the weather. We have sayings in English, British English, like it's raining cats and dogs and all this kind of stuff. We have a whole lot of kind of vocabulary based around weather. So why not let's build a weather-related website. Build a website that aggregates the latest global weather warnings, weather advisories and storm warnings, blizzard warnings, severe weather warnings, and news stories about severe weather conditions from global credible sources. Deduplicate entries and display each item with source links. Sort by date and time with the newest at the top and refresh it every 60 minutes. So let's go ahead and get it to build that. Okay, now that's finished. Now, because this updates every hour, you can actually create tasks inside of Abacus AI Deep Agent that will run the right things on those hourly intervals. And again, you can deploy this to wherever you want. And so let's just actually look at that website. Okay, so here's the website. I've deployed this. And look, it's saying there's 187 warnings, 26 critical alerts. It's a nice dashboard here. I can scroll down and look at all the different warnings that there are. It handles it all for me, tells me when it made it, 5th of March here at 3 minutes past 10. And so there you go. I can filter by, let's see what we can filter. Let's see if there's any blizzards. Okay, well, look, there's a blizzard warning. There we go. And you can pick regions. So let's go for Europe. Okay, blizzard warning in Stockholm, Sweden. That was on the 27th of February. So there you go, my live weather, severe weather dashboard, all built by an agent. And it can write basically, it can build full stack websites in just a matter of moments. Now, only a few years ago, chess was considered the toughest problem computers could solve. It was a benchmark of their intelligence. Now, the Abacus AI Deep Agent can code full stack apps, websites, and interactive dashboards, as I've just shown you. It can create entire apps with hosting, a database, and authentication, but can it play chess? This is the question. So let's ask the Abacus AI Deep Agent to create a fully working chess engine in C. This involves multiple source files, an understanding of chess, how chess engines interact with the real world, chess strategies. To build this, Abacus AI Deep Agent will need to plan and execute the entire project on its own. So here's my prompt. Build a complete production-ready chess engine in C that communicates using a basic UCI protocol. The engine should support key UCI commands and implement its move search using an alpha beta pruning min-max algorithm. Now, if you don't know what any of those things mean, basically the UCI interface is how you can talk to a chess GUI and the engine just does the thinking. And there are different ways of doing searching for what's the best move, and alpha beta pruning min-max is a kind of like a standard way to implement it. Emphasize clean, well-commented modular code, proper parsing of the input, and a solid testable searcher algorithm. So let's go ahead and get it to build a chess engine for us. Okay, it's gone ahead and done that, and just look at all these files it's created here, an entire project which it has planned and built. Of course, it's compiled it and tested it, make sure it all is okay. And as before, we can go into this folder here and we can see the entire chess engine here. We can download a zip file. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to download the zip file onto my local PC and I'm going to compile it and then connect it up with a chess GUI and see if this thing plays chess. Okay, so that all compiled straight away, no problem. I've added it to, I'm using Qt Chess. This is a chess GUI which understands UCI. Starting a new game here, human versus CPU. Only got the one engine in here, Deep Chess, which is what it's called. I'm going to click on OK. Now let's start playing. Let's see what it does. So there you go. It seems to be playing pretty well. It's creating legal moves. It's talking with the UCI protocol okay. It's understanding what's going on. It seems to be playing pretty aggressively. So there we go. I got the Abacus AI Deep Agent to build me a chess engine. And it did. Now, my biggest problem with the Abacus AI Deep Agent is that it does too much. I can't show you in a short video everything you can do with it because literally, as an AI agent, you tell it what to do and it goes away and does it. So what I suggest is you go over to deepagent.abacus.ai and you go and try it for yourself. Now, subscriptions start for just $10 a month and you can find more information in the description. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.